deliver us. Jesus sets us free. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Written by Carrie Vo.
Free to Love. For Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. The text is John chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. So they gave a dinner for Jesus there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary, therefore, took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Did you grow up in a family that said, "I love you" a lot? For some people, this is very easy. For others, they have a terribly hard time getting the words out, except in really unusual circumstances. There had certainly been enough unusual circumstances in the life of Mary and Martha. Not long before this dinner party, Jesus had raised their brother Lazarus from the dead. Their hearts were still overflowing with thankfulness and love. And so, Martha did what she does best. She took care of getting the dinner ready. Lazarus himself was at the table with Jesus. And Mary? What Mary did was scandalous. Not only did she use the best ointment she could get her hands on, but she poured it over Jesus' feet as if it were nothing but water. Then she took down her hair and used it to wipe his feet clean. In public, in front of all the other guests, kneeling at Jesus' feet. What Mary did was nothing short of spectacular. But did she care? No. Not at all. Jesus had raised her brother from the dead, and her heart was overflowing with love. Jesus still inspires this sort of love in the people who know him. We have even more to be grateful for than Mary did. Only a few days later, Jesus willingly went to the cross to rescue us all. He laid down his life so that we could be freed from the power of evil and given new, everlasting life. And this is personal. He did it not for humanity as a whole, but for each of us, personally. He loves us that much. That sets us free to love him in return. Granted, we will have to get creative about it, since we don't have access to his physical body in the same way that Mary did. But this is the same Lord who said in Matthew chapter 25, "As you did it for the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me." How will you show your love for Jesus? Would you pray with me? Lord, give me a heart that responds to your love with love of my own. Amen.